This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There are certain things that happen that are signs that things are changing. And no matter what age you are, I mean, if you're certainly of an adult age, you've witnessed these things that are changing. I will tell you, if you're over 50 years old, you've seen a lot. If you're 60, 70 years old, this is probably the most tumultuous change that I've seen in ages. I'm talking about in the last two decades. We have seen phones attached to walls. We've seen phones that were in shoeboxes and cars, now to what we carry in our hands that are revolutionary by any stretch of the imagination. And that's just one example. Television. It used to be the biggest piece of furniture, the showpiece in your home. Now it's a showpiece probably on your wall, if it isn't the size of your wall. Evolution across the board, access to information, it is insane. The way we used to do things, from watching my great-grandmother wash clothes on a board to the sophistication of a washing machine today, that you could program from somewhere else. You could say, make those clothes get done. Now they even have washer-dryer combinations. I mean, I wouldn't want to be on the bleeding edge of that. One of them breaks, but they have those. Steamers, all kinds of stuff. But what about the evolution in cars? All the safety features. Cars that can drive themselves. I mean, look at the paradigm shift. If you look at it from a technological point of view, the size of memory that used to be, you know, these big tanks that... I mean, can you imagine a machine that looks that's the size of R2-D2 in Star Wars, and that thing held about, I don't know, 512K of memory or some, a meg of memory? And now a chip, you know, like a 1-inch by 1-inch chip can carry gigabytes of memory. The processing power in your phone, forget about your PC. Your PC is a supercomputer compared to what existed a few decades ago. Your PC is faster than the fastest Cray or IBM's Big Blue mainframes. It's your regular PC. Thing costs a couple grand. What about graphics? What about camera technology? Just think of everything that's changed, and it's changing for the better. Right? You don't know, you no longer get film developed. Now everybody, not just rich people, can document their children's lives or special events. Everybody can, because it's all digital. Phones are cheap. Everybody's got a cell phone. Whoop, whoop, video camera. No matter what's going on, cop, a chase, a fire, you can document your life. And if you don't want to do it, guess what? The social media companies will do it for you. They can tell you what you were doing 2 years, 1 day, and 4 hours ago, if you want to know. They can track your movements. You don't need pinpoint maps and stuff. They'll tell you, here's a year in review. Here's everything you've seen over that period of time. It's incredible. So, all that exists. Technology. What else should be getting better? Shouldn't people be getting better? Shouldn't society be getting better? Shouldn't there be a reduction in crime? I mean, we got all these advances. And nobody's asking, why aren't we advancing as a species, as a human being? In fact, we're devolving. And you want to know what it is? I'll give it to you in a word. It's progressivism. Progressivism has created the most stupid people who cannot think for themselves. And in spite of having knowledge at their fingertips, everybody is as smart as the next person. Just pick up your phone. There are algorithms and on the apps on your phone that will do complicated math. You don't have to learn how to do it. It'll do it for you. I'm not telling you not to learn how to do it, but it'll show you. I watched this program. It's an app. It'll show you step by step how to do complex calculus calculations. You want to learn a language? Go to Duolingo. I'm on it. It'll teach you a language. If you study it every day, you don't even have to speak it. You can say blah 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 blah. Translate it. The person hears you. It makes for slow going, but you can actually communicate with anybody anywhere in the world as long as you got internet access. And I could go on. So the point I'm making is there's been these cataclysmic things, these things that happen. When I was an engineer, it was substrates. It was printed circuit board, how thick that board could be, how fine the trace could be. That was the gold trace on the top of the board. Then it became substrates. How thin could you make them? Then it became chip capacity. How dense could you pack a chip because of the substrate? And all kinds of other technological things, barriers that had to be broken. Think of Chuck Yeager and the speed of light. You know, and breaking that sound barrier, or Einstein coming up with the theory of relativity, or whatever it may have been. All the cataclysmic breakthroughs happening on our watch. But we haven't had a breakthrough in people. But we have these iconic things that happen. I remember, think of the companies years ago that are gone. Burroughs and many others. Iconic names, Victrola, was that RCA? But anyway, there's all these companies that have gone by the wayside. And they usher out an era and in a new era. And where are we at right now? Nordstrom. Nordstrom going to close its downtown San Francisco flagship store. Not going to redo the lease. Yep. They're also going to close their nearby Nordstrom Rack, which is where they send all the other stuff. They confirmed the closures in an email to employees, and they wrote, "The dynamics of the downtown San Francisco market have changed dramatically over the past several years, impacting customer traffic to our stores and the ability to operate successfully." It's a dynamic that is going to be a big deal. I'm going to tell you, I don't think if you're not a luxury brand, you're not going to survive. The luxury brands may be the only ones that can survive the foot traffic because they make so much profit. You're going to have a tough time surviving. And San Francisco, one of the most iconic cities, you would think, loaded with tourists, loaded with people that on their lunch break would go to a store like Nordstrom's. Somewhat, you know, luxurious. I mean, it's not Neiman's, but somewhat. And they're not. They said a growing number of retailer and businesses are leaving due to the unsafe conditions for customers, retailers, and employees, coupled with the fact that these significant issues are preventing an economic recovery of the area. Probably shoplifting, too. We'll be back, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Elon Musk is, obviously he's a household name, but he's doing something very interesting with this whole X thing. And by the way, they had him take his X down from his building in San Francisco. No, they didn't like it. I guess the San Franciscos, they may have reminded him too much of Malcolm X or something. It's Roman numeral for 10. It's a letter in the alphabet. I know it represents X-rated, you know, to some degree, but is it really that bad? It's an interesting, I don't know if I'll call it a ploy that Elon Musk would name it X, but it's certainly gotten our attention. I don't know that you could trademark it because it's a letter that part of the alphabet. We got to use it. So it's interesting in a lot of respects. Can he really own it in that respect? I think there'll be another change down the road, but just my feeling. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. X absorbed Twitter as its first step to becoming what's the media reports call the Everything app, which is similar to China's WeChat. And here's what this article reads. Twitter's slow transformation from microblog to Everything platform has seemingly begun. A series of corporate ownership has made Twitter Inc. cease to exist, at least in name. They said the merger, which was on April, I guess it was back in April. This information was revealed within court documents for the ongoing case between Twitter and my friend Laura Loomer. The court case in question isn't particularly important. They said it's a case where Loomer is suing Twitter for violating federal racketeering. that's not very a big deal. That Twitter at the time was censoring free speech by conservatives and effectively violating RICO statutes in a government. No, it was no big deal. But they're talking about how, and I guess in the scheme of what Elon Musk is doing, it isn't that big of a deal. But they said it's not going to have any immediate impact on the device or service, but I want to talk about it in the scheme of what is it going to do long term. Now, I mentioned this before when Elon Musk first bought Twitter. I said, number one, he overpaid for it, but Elon Musk isn't stupid. So what's the plan? And I haven't looked at the financials. I'm going to tell you right now, I haven't done a lot of research. I'm giving you gut feel here. My gut feel was Elon Musk has seen something in the information distribution business, which is all that the news is and all these other social media sites, information distribution. And he noticed something. And here's what I think he noticed. That Twitter, and I know I don't have to think it, he actually said it eventually, because I said it early on. I said, Elon Musk recognizes Twitter for what it is. It has easily the potential to be the number one news source in America, if not the world, number one. And certainly, he said it later on. He said, most people are getting their news from Twitter. I think we're the number one news source in the country or something like that. He actually, and I don't know where he got the data. So, I know how I use Twitter. And I know how my team uses Twitter. We get up, you get all the different inputs that you have, and then you go out on your Twitter feed and you see what's trending. And then you go to what's trending, and you look at the tweet, and then you look at what people are saying about it. And to talk about a quick microcosm of here's what's going on in this little piece of information. And it's from all over the country, if not all over the world. You're getting opinions. I mean, you can research yourself to death, like who's Peter this guy, who's Paul that. You got to know who's saying what. But you get a pretty good glimpse fast. And that, I think Elon Musk noticed that and said, I can take advantage of that. So he did some creative things. Of course, the blue check marks, which, I pay for now because I should have had a blue check mark for free for a long time. Never had it. Well, what's funny is this. They say, Twitter's not making any money. Elon Musk is losing money. Twitter never made money. It had a $200 to $400 billion valuation and was not profitable, I think, maybe until 1 year. If it's 1 or 2 years, I'd be shocked. But let's just give it the benefit of the doubt. But for the most part, in its existence, it didn't make any money, but it had this huge valuation. Why? Because somebody looked at it and went, when they figure it out, it's going to make money. So Elon Musk, they said he's looking at how am I going to revolutionize this? When this happened, I reminded people of this. I said Elon Musk did a few things already that should make people take pause. One, he revolutionized the car industry. The electric car is now a reality. It challenges the big guys that beat up Tucker and all other car manufacturers. And here's a guy that started from scratch, innovated the industry, put the motors into the wheels, put a battery in there, which brings me to revolution number two, battery technology. Elon Musk revolutionized battery technology in the sense that, who would think you could run automobiles that weigh thousands of pounds on a battery for hours? I mean, I would have never believed it. The infrastructure now that it takes, there's Tesla infrastructure. and people have these things in their homes. And I believe he's probably the de facto leader in battery technology, which means storage of electricity for the green energy grid. I think this is much more than about cars when it's all said and done. What about SpaceX? The guy who's launched satellites on his own nick, well, I mean, probably with the help of the federal government or our tax dollars, but he's launching it, and then he built this system. I've never used it, but my friends use it, and I forget what it's called, but it's a Starlink, I think is what it's called. And they say, this system lets you take your technology to the woods. He practically crushed Iridium, the sat phone people. Elon Musk now is one of, I mean, he's got a piece of space. You get what I'm saying? So imagine what he's going to do as he sees these gaping holes in the technological area around social media, and he's saying, I can fix that. I'm going to create a remedy for that. This is the guy that invented PayPal and a host of other things. He's a coder. He's an autistic nerd genius who doesn't have any skin in the game and says, I'm going to fix it. I can't wait to see what he does. Honestly, I can't. I don't know what X is going to turn into, but I know I'm waiting for it because whatever it is, it's going to be innovative. And there's a warning. I'm just not in a bad way. I'm telling you, keep your eye on whatever this guy is doing because it's going to be something to watch.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Tropical storm Idalia is bringing life-threatening flash floods to parts of eastern North Carolina. The storm that came onshore as a Category 3 hurricane in Florida yesterday morning is now a tropical storm with sustained winds of 60 miles an hour. Tropical storm warning is in effect for South Santee River north to North Carolina-Virginia state line. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis saying Hurricane Idalia left behind major damage,
particularly along Florida's Big Bend. The community is resilient, and we are going to work hard to make sure people get what they need.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is not fit for office.
McConnell, who's 81, appeared to freeze up while speaking to reporters yesterday, raising concerns over his health. Green, in a social media post, said severe aging and health issues among the nation's leaders must be addressed. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Director of Homeland Security, the guy who took the job, thank you for taking the job, pal.
That was Joe Biden forgetting the name of Mayorkas, another one of the feckless, insignificant people in the Biden administration. Hunter Biden is in the news again with his daddy. And they are asking about his art. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre being asked about Hunter's art and how it's funding his lifestyle.
Hunter Biden is reportedly selling art to pay for his $15,800 a month rent in Malibu. How can he guarantee that people are not going to be buying this art to gain favor with the president?
That is a question for Hunter Biden and his representatives.
I hear
your question.
Our buyers got a job from the Biden administration. Can you guarantee that there is no quid pro quo?
I hear your question. I'm not going to get involved in this. That is a question for Hunter Biden's representatives.
Now, keep in mind, if Hunter Biden was a legitimate artist, I wouldn't question who's buying his art and why. But we know that the Bidens are all about payola. We need to know every single person who's buying his art and why. Because let me tell you what the answer is. You'll find out through some form, some connection. It won't have to go more than 2 degrees of separation. They're getting something from the Bidens. They are involved with the cabal known as the Democrat Party and or leftism. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, here's Jonathan Turley talking about the influence peddling. And here's the idea before I even talk about play this clip. Yeah, go ahead and get it ready, guys. The concept here is that what the press and the public want, the leftist public want us to believe, is that Hunter Biden is doing his business and it's the illusion of access to his daddy. He doesn't have to produce it. It would be like me saying, if I just act like I have a gun, that's enough for you to believe I have a gun. That does work in some instances, but it doesn't work when you're talking about Hunter Biden. You can't say, listen, I'm going to get you off the crap list, Burisma, and not do it. You can't say to the Chinese, I'm going to negotiate a deal for you and get millions of dollars from you and not do it. People aren't playing around at that level. People get killed for a lot less. So what is it? If it's the illusion of what he could do through his daddy and nothing happens, okay, maybe it is. Maybe Hunter's just flashing his toy gun. But when the illusion turns out that suddenly there's a policy shift, as what happened with respect to Burisma, and trust me, you can connect the dots in any of these things. When it goes beyond that illusion, then what is it? It's no longer the illusion of influence. It is the reality of influence. And that is exactly where we are today. And that's what's got Joe Biden in a whole heap of hell, a heck of trouble. And it's got the Democratic Party in disarray. And as we played the clip of Greg Kelly, who said, I've got it on pretty good authority that this is legit. I don't know. Look, I've never met Greg. One of my guys knows him pretty well. Charles has had dinner with him. They're actually good friends. And I don't know Greg very well. From everything I know, he's a stand-up guy. He's a host of Newsmax. And I will tell you this. Even on a little network like Newsmax, and it's your reputation. And if Greg Kelly comes out and says, I got the goods on the Bidens, and let's just play the clip again, even though we played it in the first hour.
But he hasn't seen the half of it yet. There is an audio tape, I am told, by people in the know, not necessarily in government, not necessarily out of government. I can't say too much, but there is incontrovertible evidence of Joe Biden's corruption that is about to be made public. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen before Labor Day, but it will happen sometime between Labor Day and Halloween. This tape will be made public. I'm not sure by what entity at this point, but once it is heard, Joe Biden will have, well, he'll have only two options. Number one, he will not be able to remain a candidate for the presidency for re-election. It will be over and done with. The only thing that he might be able to do, potentially, but probably not, is remain as president. I am told this tape is that incriminating, and they're worried about it right now at the White House. They know about it. They know it's out there. There may be more than one.
As I said last hour when we played this, it's no surprise to me that a tape exists. Hunter Biden leaves laptops around. He deals with the dirty underbelly of society. These are the people that, well, they didn't say decency. They brought, I forget the word they used, but to the White House, right? So whatever they're saying that they did, they're dealing in the dregs of society. The Bidens are. The Biden family is pure white trash. What's funny about it is they're worse white trash than the Clintons, but not recognized as such. But if Greg Kelly's right, and then I believe it. I don't even think he's right. I know he's right. I know people have dirt on the Bidens. I know the Bidens are compromised. And what we're about to learn is to what degree they're compromised. Is there a tape? Are there tapes? Yes, we've already heard some. So we've got all this out there that's looming. He's predicting it. I will agree with you. And as I said before, why now? They've had this information on the Bidens for years. Why are they doing it now? Because it's over. It's over. At some point, you got to fish or cut bait. The Democratic Party has been trying to figure out how do we extricate ourselves from the Bidens and not come out smelling like, you know, we've been dipped in sewer. And there's no way to do it. They finally have to come to the conclusion Joe's gone. Hunter got his sweetheart deal. And then it got derailed because a judge went, wait a minute, this doesn't smell right. I want you to think of everything, the possibilities that could have happened here, folks. We don't have the control of the House. We talking about this? We don't have that Trump-appointed judges that are looking at this stuff. Instead, we have people that are willing to cover up for the Democrats. Do you realize how razor thin, how close we were to not knowing any of, I mean, knowing it in our hearts and in our guts? Imagine what else you don't know. Do you really, I mean, okay, here's Kevin again, broken record. You think Joe Biden got 81 million votes? Of course you don't. You think J6 was a bunch of unarmed peasants going to D.C. to fight? Of course you don't. I mean, I could go on. Joe Biden and his ilk, you know, what's going on in his life? Would you trade places with Joe Biden? Would you trade places with the Democratic Party, the leftist movement? Do you believe that they think in their heart of hearts they could beat us in free and fair elections? Do you really believe that their ideology of insanity is what is pervasive in American thought? Of course not. You know we're right. And the only thing we should be asking ourselves is if we're, I feel like the Bee Gees, how can love so right turn out to be so wrong? I mean, how can love so right turn out to be so wrong? I can sing the Bee Gees better than that. I'm just messing with you. But the point is, how can we be so right and be so wrong? That's what we should be asking ourselves, because we're right. And here's my point to all of this. We've known it's coming. The Democrats have known it's coming. And the only thing they've been figuring out is, how do we mitigate? How do we not make it look like it's our fault? They did it with COVID. I told you what was going to happen. They back away. And who now wants to take ownership of mask mandates, lockdowns, forced mandates on shots and things like this? All the people who were killed, the devastation to the economy, etc. And you know what they're doing right now? They're looking to rinse and repeat it. They want to do it again because they got another election cycle coming up that they cannot win. That's the problem. As we analyze all this stuff with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and the Democratic Party, the complicit media, social media, who kicked us off for telling the truth, and finally, the most corrupt DOJ on the planet, in your face. You think African dictators and their justice departments, you know, who go around killing people are wrong. Look at what this DOJ is doing. And you know who they're doing it to? An innocent man. Why? Because he dared invoke in you the passion to start taking a closer look. How dare Donald Trump get you to start looking at things differently? To look at the media as what? Fake news. To look at the D.C. as what? The deep state swamp. He got us looking at things differently. You felt it all along, but you didn't know what it was. It was that uncanny feeling, and Donald Trump made it into something for you. And he gave you something to make into a cause. And now they conspire against him. And if you're buying into it, if you're one of these people, Kevin, I'm listening to you, man, but I just said Trump, man, whatever. If you're making any kind of rationalization or excuse not to support Trump under the circumstances that we have, shame on you. That's why I like the candidates that we have for GOP. I just think they're all a bunch of traitors. They don't get it. They should be jumping behind Donald Trump and saying, you know what, even though I might want to run, I don't like Donald Trump's style. I see the bigger picture. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what people really think about Joe Biden and the leftists. And he's metaphorical for this, trust me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
I rather enjoy that the Biden family is under the microscope, and they think they're under the microscope now. Just wait a couple of weeks. Greg Kelly alluded to it. He said sometime after, was it Labor Day that's coming up? Labor Day. And between now and Halloween, the Biden family is about to be outed. The tapes that people have known about are going to come out. And I've told Democrats, you better prepare yourself. See, when you're telling the truth, when you know that you've done nothing wrong, you approach things differently. And even in Trump's case where he's being railroaded, he still approaches it differently. You can approach something differently when you there's a passion behind it because you know there's no ulterior motive. I'll give you a personal example. One time in my car, there was a lotion in my car. I had no idea. My wife borrows my car. She's like, who's this lotion from? I said, I have no idea. And she looked at me like, mm-hmm. And I went, I'm telling you, I have no idea. Did you have a woman in your car? I'm like, I didn't have a woman in my car. And she's pressing it, and I, to the point where I'm going, are you joking or are you serious? And I got the impression she was serious. I said, look, I'm going to say this for the last time. Don't know where the lotion came from. Not my lotion. You know, didn't take my car to get cleaned. Somebody dropped it. But I have no clue. So as far as I'm concerned, it was dropped in there by aliens. And that's the last on the subject for me. I'm not running from it. I'm not apologizing for it. I don't know. So she gets on the phone with one of her girlfriends, and she's talking about it. And her girlfriend goes, oh my gosh. She goes, that's my lotion. And it came from when my wife borrowed my car and her girlfriend was on the passenger side and dropped her lotion. So, needless to say, I served a heaping helping a crow, okay? But when you know you've done nothing wrong, it's like you can be mad, you can accuse me, you can plant more evidence if you want, but it isn't going to change the truth. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. And people, I know you've had similar circumstances. For whatever it could be, I did it. I changed that thing. Somebody said, did you do something? I did it. It doesn't look like you did it. I did it. I did it. You know, and so you find out, oh, shoot, sorry, you did do it. You're not going to, I don't know about you, but you can put all the hot lights on me, the interrogation, and if you say, Kevin, you were there during the time of the murder, you murdered the man. Okay, I didn't kill him. If I kill somebody, I will tell you. But if I didn't do it, I'm not going to go, there's no amount of cajoling you're going to make me do it. None. And I'm positive Trump feels the same way. He's like, you can bring all you want. I will fight to my dying day on something like this. And good for him. Fight, man. Fight. So this is what the Bidens are crooked. How much can you fight? The Democrats are waking up every day going, okay, God, what else have we got? Okay, the dude is demented. He can't speak. He's on vacation most of the time. When he does speak, it's this. The Republicans are doing a slow drip. They never seem to tire out, do they? It's amazing. They want to sell you that Joe Biden got 81 million votes. But here's their problem. In 2024, they know Joe Biden can't win. They got to dump the old clown. And here's the other thing they know. They know whoever they put in his place can't win either. Red State reported this. Terrible approval numbers. And the majority in the Democratic Party, they write, have made it clear that they don't want Joe Biden. I told you this years ago. They didn't want Joe Biden in 2020. They don't want him now. He's a placeholder at best. They continue. So you wouldn't expect people to be jumping up and down with glee. At least at this point, he appears to be running. So the most popular guy ever to be elected president, I mean, with more votes than anybody could, most people could get in two elections, and they're going, well, let's just, you know, he's our guy. No, he's not. He's gone. They're trying to figure out how to get rid of him. They've already figured out how to get rid of him. He's gone. That's why they got DeSantis debating Gavin Newsom. And because the Uniparty has decided, they don't give a crap what you think. Those are the people that's going to be. But here's the problem. Guess who's coming to dinner for the Republicans? It ain't Sidney Poitier. It's Donald Trump. Because DeSantis is not going to be our candidate. I'm going to tell you with definitive as a person can be, Donald Trump will be the Republican candidate. And it won't. He will be on every ballot in every state, and people will be clamoring to get him on. And you want to talk about a contentious election? Let the Democrats try to cheat on this one. They got something coming for him. But I want to talk about Biden. People were asked one word when they thought of Joe Biden. And the response tells you everything you need to know about Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, leftism in general, the DOJ, the media, social media, and all the other minions that support those knuckleheads on the left. I saw the actual form, and here's where it came up. I think it was on MSNBC. One word when you think about Biden. Over 25% old, outdated, retire, elderly, okay, same as old, aging, same as old, a little bit, right? Senile, and dementia. Those are the words that came up the majority of the time when you were thinking about Joe Biden. And let's just be very clear. Those are the same things you could talk about with the Democratic Party. Outdated, retire, old, aging, and senile. That is the Democratic Party. They chose the best and most perfect representative of who they are. In a word, losers. So anyway, here they went on to talk about this poll. The second most frequent category, 15%, one word thought about Joe Biden. And here's what you got to understand, folks, as you're evaluating this. Is there any good that comes out of it? I hate to be a spoiler, but there's not. Okay, 15%. Words were slow, confused, idiot, ignorant, sleepy, gaffe, and bumbling. Again, look, most popular guy on the planet, at least in America, right? Most popular guy ever, and 25% of the people say he's old, outdated, retired, elderly, aging, senile, dementia. So it's either his age or some form of a brain malady. And then the others go into confused, I mean, still things related to the brain, but even go into more detail about what they think is wrong with him. He's slow, he's confused, he's an idiot, he's ignorant, he's sleepy, gaffes, and of course, bumbling. That's not good news for the Democrats. And what I've told you, forget that Greg Kelly says these tapes exist. We already know the Bidens are crooked. I say to the Republicans, why aren't you demanding? If we're asking for stuff. Can we get his bank records? Can we get this or that? Why don't you just do what you did with Trump? Just go raid people. Raid. Confiscate. But they haven't done that yet, have they? But metaphorically they have. The reason why Gavin Newsom is even being mentioned. I've watched his interviews. Oh, I think Joe Biden's doing a great job. You should, the way he says it is, but I'm going to replace him. I've run into them in industry myself where people will smile in your face and they want your job. Let's try to steal your product lines or whatever. Scumbags. And that's what the Democrats are full of. And right now, behind the scenes, they are concerned because they're getting words like bad, terrible, disappointing, joke. And then a lot of them are profane. When they has one word for Joe Biden and it comes back profane. The next set of words, 13%, folks, were what I just said, bad, terrible, disappointing, joke, and then they use profanity. Then, what about these? Here's the next series, corrupt, criminal, crooked, compromised, traitor, con artist, puppet. Those are horrible words. You would say to me, well, Kevin, was there any good news? I already told you. No good news. Nobody put competent. Nobody put intellectual. Nobody put effective. You know, things that you would want in a leader. None of that stuff came up with Joe Biden. But let me tell you, all these adjectives, all these one-word descriptors of Joe Biden, they are 100% correct. Add them all up, and what do you got? You got a buffoon. You got a Mr. Magoo. And the Democrats voted for this guy, and there were people that cheated him in.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.